Gordon Martin Subaru in Savoy. At Subaru's assembly plant in Lafayette, Indiana, a zero landfill status is designed to save cost and our future environment. It is part of what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Information online at wardenmartin.com or 352-8910.
It's 9:30 in 5 minutes. We'll have AM 580 weather with Ed Kieser, but first AM 580 news. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The manager charged with turning around the struggling Champaign County nursing home says progress is slowly being made. County officials have been putting more pressure on the nursing home to reduce its debt and operate in the black. Earlier this month, the county board committee decided not to forgive $1.3 million in loans. But in his report to an advisory committee set up to oversee the turnaround, outside manager Mike Scovato says there's been a small jump in the number of patients at the nursing home over the past few months, and that's had an effect on both expense and revenue.
There's been some increase in expense because of the increase in census, but overall, you see the net losses without property taxes are going down.
Scovato says not only has the headcount risen by about 10 patients to about 180, the mix of patients is also gradually changing. He says the nursing home is recovering from a period earlier this year where they weren't allowed to admit Medicare or Medicaid patients because of an ongoing investigation. Illinois State Treasurer is placing more money into the state's banks, but at least one banker says it's not necessary at this time for his institution. On the other hand, the president of Fisher National Bank in Champaign County, Mike Estes, says the move is worthwhile. Treasurer Alexi Giannulia says offering banks deposits of up to $25 million apiece will help ease a liquidity crisis that's frozen credit, making it tough for many banks to float short-term loans to businesses. Estes says his bank has not faced the borrowing problems that other banks have found, but the state's deposits will offer an important alternative.
At 3.38 on one-year money, that appears to be competitive right now, with just as a comparison with Federal Home Loan Advance. So it will be one other option, one other tool that certainly won't hurt us.
Giannulia says besides helping businesses, the state will get a higher rate of return from the $1 billion in bank deposits than it does from other investments. Attorney General Lisa Madigan says the former head of the Illinois prison system should not get his pension benefits because he took payoffs from lobbyists. In a letter to the state pension board, Madigan said former Department of Corrections Director Donald Snyder forfeited rights to his retirement fund by violating the public's trust. Snyder has admitted pocketing $50,000 from lobbyists for contracts. He pleaded guilty to federal criminal charges and was sentenced in May to 2 years in prison. The final decision on Snyder's pension lies with the Illinois Employees Retirement System. No one from the agency's Chicago or Springfield offices returned telephone calls for comment. Madigan says Snyder can apply for a refund of the funds that he paid into the pension system. Champaign school officials came to Garden Hills School last night to outline their plans for enlarging that facility. The superintendent, Arthur Culver, told a small neighborhood gathering at the school last night that the district wants to add more classrooms, a community meeting room, and a new gym to the school. The expanded Garden Hills would then become a magnet school. Culver says he'll be seeking community input to help plan the magnet program.
We're going to look at magnet schools throughout the country and really study programming and focus on something that will really attract families from across the district to Garden Hills. We're going to be creative in our programming, and I think that we're all going to be really pleased and excited with what we come up with.
The addition of more classrooms to Garden Hill School and also Booker T. Washington School will satisfy Unit 4's consent decree requirement to build new classrooms in predominantly African-American neighborhoods north of University Avenue. But Culver says they're counting on passage of the countywide school facility sales tax referendum to pay for the project. The Garden Hills expansion is expected to cost $9 to $10 million. The Washington School project would cost $12 to $13 million. Deputy Indiana Attorney General Richard Bramer has rejected a request from the Secretary of State to investigate possible vote fraud in Lake County. The allegations involve the community activist group ACORN. Bramer says the matter is best left to county prosecutors in the U.S. Department of Justice. Senior law enforcement officials told the Associated Press the FBI is investigating the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now in Indiana. Some ACORN employees have been accused of submitting false voter registration forms, including some signed Mickey Mouse or other fictitious characters. ACORN Midwest Director Jess Ordower has said he believes his group is being targeted because some politicians don't want many low-income people having a voice. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, and Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
26 calls to go to meet the challenge.
26, that's still many.
Well, we started out at 75, and now we're down to just 26. And so as soon as we get those 26.
About two-thirds of the way there.
Right. As soon as we get those 26, we'll have $1,000 added by Prevena Medical Group into our pledge total. And that number is 244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. And not only do we get that 1,000, but Kyle Mabry and his wife Laura are adding $5 to everybody's pledge who calls in to get us to that 75. So when you call in, $5 more gets added to your pledge at 244-9455. But just 26 to go, that's $1,000. Man.
That's important. Let's